artist will. The infatuated will talk a lot about their beloved. If the content and tone of our speech reflect something of our heart, it follows that the whispers of the divine will reflect something of his personality too. What might God's whispers reveal about him? If God has whispered to us through our world and cosmos, then we see a God of power, intelligence, and creativity. Only a deity of such qualities could envision both the beauty of a Saturn and the intricacy of a DNA string. Only an imaginative, design-conscious God could invent the eyeball, the sun, the nervous system, and the snowflake. If the authentic God has whispered through the assortment of animal breeds, plant life, skin colors, and human personalities in this world, then we see a God of variety and diversity. Only such a being could shape each life form to a basic pattern, but add an infinite array of subtle differences to each. If the authentic God has whispered through beauty and pleasure, we see a God who values aesthetics and expression, a deity who must love fun and joy and excitement. Only such a God would create the tonal differences in musical notes, the textures and colors of dirt, and the enjoyment experienced in laughter. Only such a deity would assign pleasure to hobbies, invigoration to sports, and contentment to eating. If the authentic God has whispered to us in our hopes, if our anticipation of an afterlife has a corresponding heaven and our longing for evil's end a corresponding judgment, we see a God who is good and just. This judge will not turn a blind eye to greed and vice. Secret deals will not remain hidden. Victims will be vindicated and the poor liberated. There will be justice in the end. And if the earth really has been crafted for human living, and the human soul truly crafted for spiritual living, we are dealing with a God who is personal. This God is more than an energy or a life force. If this being cares enough to inspire a grandmother and a black preacher to love a Ku Klux Klan imperial wizard, if he speaks to the leaders of tribes and to searching suburban housewives, if he would extend an invitation to an empty-hearted DJ to find life, we see a God who gives himself for others' benefit. We see a God who loves. Moving on from the vague God. When we reflect on the words and whispers of the divine, we glimpse something of the person uttering them. If we've heard correctly, God seems to be a powerful, personal, and loving character. But can we know more? A number of years back, J.B. Phillips wrote a perceptive little book called Your God is Too Small. In it, he talked about little...